The Q's is 3-0. We're joined right now by the head football coach at Syracuse in his seventh season with the Orange. Previous head coach at Eastern Illinois and Bowling Green. Syracuse is 3-0. They're 1-0 in conference play. They had a wild, wild win over Purdue last weekend. And they are hosting Virginia. And that's coming up. That's Friday night. Friday. Big time game. We are joined right now by Dino Babers. Dino, what's going on? How are you?
Rome, how are you doing? I can't believe you and I are still doing what we're doing.
Me especially. Now, I know why you're still doing it, Coach. I know why you're doing it, Dino, because you're still doing it at a pretty high level. 3-0. Not only 3-0, my guy, but 3-0 after a great, great win over Purdue. So how you living? How you feeling about your team after that win?
Well, you know, I'm really excited about how the guys finished. It was a nick and tuck game. It could have went either way. I'm really excited that it went our way, and I'm really excited that we had the ball left after we scored. There was only 7 seconds left on the clock, which was only enough for one play, and I think that was just enough to keep that quarterback and Purdue's offense out of the end zone. That's going to be a bowl team later on in the season. There's no doubt about it, but I'm really excited about what the Orange and what the Q's has done.
I'll tell you what, that was really something to watch. Dino, for instance, the teams did combine for 42 points in a wild fourth quarter. So obviously the fans, the viewers, even the media had a hell of a time watching that. I'm curious, though, what was it like for you on the sideline having to gut that one out?
Well, I took everybody on the East Coast straight to the West Coast, started talking about Colossus, the roller coaster, because that's what it felt like. I've only been on that roller coaster one time in Santa Clarita, California. And after I wrote it, I told him I'd never go on it again. But I think I was on that roller coaster in the fourth quarter here at Syracuse, New York.
Dino, you did not just break out a Magic Mountain reference and the Colossus roller coaster. Dude, like, what? When did you do that? Do you have any idea what year?
Well, I tell you what, it was when I was really young, and I won't do it again.
No, I remember that, man. I remember when the Colossus dropped as a roller coaster, man. That was one of the best. All right, so what about that final play? Your quarterback, Garrett Schrader, hit Aronde Gadsden with the game winner, 7 seconds left, as you mentioned. What about the play your receiver made? What do you make of that route that he ran in that case and the play that he made on the ball?
Well, first of all, let me give you the whole play. First
Please.
Of all, the quarterback came out and looked at the tailback. He was covered. Then he looked at a wide receiver. He was covered his second read. Then he came back to his third read. And right when he came back to his third read, Garrett Schrader, one of our offensive linemen and a tight end, had fell off their block. And here comes this guy, this choo-choo train coming right down the track. And he looked dead at the guy, and then he threw a no-looker off into the corner about 8 inches from the sidelines. And the tight end hadn't even came out of his break yet. Aronde comes out of his break. The ball's already halfway there in the air. Aronde looks. He can't see the quarterback because the quarterback's on the ground. He looks up in the air, and boom, dropping from the heavens. It's 3-0 for the Q's. It was big time.
This is what I'm talking about. When I say, can you please take me through a play, that's how you take somebody through a play. Now, you mentioned the choo-choo train, but in a different context. You know, you had a great statement earlier this week when you said the team understands that the train left at the end of August, but those who were on the train are not necessarily the same people who are on the train right now. Like, what's the significance of that statement, and did the train add a few cars since then?
Well, I just think that it's really important that the guys understand where everybody's coming from. And, you know they had some doubters, and there's still some doubters out there. And who knows how this thing is going to end up. But they are really locked into the family, the La Familia, the Ohana, and they know who is with them. And everybody else can come along, but I'm not sure they're going to be able to get front stage close to the group because we've got that all cornered off, all locked off of the people who are really family.
Dino Babers joining us, Syracuse head coach. So you know how it goes, right? It's tough to deal with success, and it's tough to deal with failure. You're 3-0 right now. What's more challenging, in your experience, for young players? Is it handling success or handling failure?
Oh, it's handling the success. It's handling the success. So many good people with so many good thoughts in so many people's ears. And, you know, you just have to be able to – you've heard all the terms, the rat poison, the noise. You just got to stick to the process, and you got to understand what got you there. You can't look ahead to what may happen down the season. You better look at the next guy standing in front of you, which is that next opponent, and then, God willing, hoping that you can be 1-0 when it's over.
I love that, actually. You're right. I have heard all the phrases. Rat poison is my favorite. It goes right to the top of the list. So what about this group? I mean, you know this group really, really well at this point. Does it feel like a group that is mature enough, focused enough, responsible enough to understand that you're looking to be 1-0 every single week and not to bite into the rat poison?
I really believe they are. And that doesn't mean that it's perfection down the road. I can't claim that. All I can do is prepare them every week, let them see where the potholes are, give them a roadmap, and see if they can drive and navigate through it. And so far, they've been good. They've been really good following that map.
So, Dino, 3-0 has got to feel great right now. It's just 3-0, but I'm curious, what's the vibe like on campus? And then more importantly, what do you think it's going to be like tomorrow night in the Dome, a Friday night game against Virginia?
Well, Rome, I really think the vibe on campus is great. We had a freshman class last year that I thought came in and did the best I've ever seen a freshman class do. Now, we only finished up 5-7, but I thought they did a really good job. But when this new freshman class came in, what did the young people say? OMG. Ooh, they had crazy in their eyes. I went and spoke to them before school started, late night, one of these deals. And, I mean, this freshman class was like, they said, we are going to whoop the blah, blah out of the last freshman class. And I said, instead of you guys working against each other, why don't you guys work together as a team, freshmen and sophomores? So I'm looking. I am waiting. Jim, you've got to join us. Hopefully it'll work out all right. But you've got to see these guys tomorrow night, because I'm telling you right now, I really believe they're going to be a sight to see.
Oh, I'm watching. I'm watching. I love that. I love that you have that opportunity, that the nation will be looking in. You'll be inside the Dome Friday night. I love that matchup for you. Now, you've already, Dino, you've beaten Louisville. Clemson's back in the top five. Your team did receive votes in the polls. It is early on, but how does the ACC look to you top to bottom this season?
Well, I just think that it's going to be – Clemson is always the top dog. And even if I said anything else, you guys wouldn't believe me. But I just think that there's some teams that – you know, there's some teams that have never beaten Clemson. I've been here going on 7 years. There's some teams in our conference that's never beaten Clemson. But there are some teams in our conference that have. And I would like to think that if one of those teams gets an opportunity, that it should at least be a good game.
Talking to Dino Babers, they've got that game Friday night, tomorrow night, Virginia. It's going to be a great matchup. Dino, before you go, obviously you had Jimmy Garoppolo when you were at Eastern Illinois. I know you're focused on your team, your program, what's in front of you. But I'm really curious, when you take a step back and you look at the sort of football life he's had, the career he's had, what do you make of the way Jimmy G has handled himself and the way he's played since getting into the NFL?
You know what? I mean, I am so proud of him. I mean, everything that he's done, you know, even his style. I mean, you're talking about a guy that didn't even have a car in college. I mean, now you got name, image, and likeness, and transfer portal, and this and that. This guy didn't even have a car. And then somebody stole his bike, and he was walking around campus. And now he's got all this stuff, but what he wants most is a team that believes in him. And I think that no matter what, he's a team guy. For him to reduce that contract and then go back to the 49ers and just sit and wait and watch this and do it the right way, where you're a positive, you're not a negative on a team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl. And now, you know, not his will, God's will, not his will, God's will. You know, hopefully that young man, Trey, is going to get better. But now the 49ers happen to have a quarterback that also has a roadmap and knows how to lead them through playoffs and maybe have an opportunity to get back to that Super Bowl. And who's better to do it as the number two quarterback stepping in for the number one guy that's hurt than Jimmy G?
Oh, there's no doubt, Dino. Like, to your point, all this guy wants at this point is a team that wants him. And maybe they didn't initially, but you can speak to this. I've talked to a number of his teammates inside that locker room. The guys that I've spoken to, they love him. They love him. They play hard for him. Which brings me to a final point before I let you go. You mentioned how things were so different. He didn't have a car. He had a bike. He had his bike stolen. There was no NIL like there is now. Things are different, which brings me back to the thing you said at the very top. Look at us. How are guys like you and I still doing what we're doing? Hey, man, until they run us off, you and I are going to keep doing what we're doing. But what about it? How different is the game now than it was even 5 years ago? And do you still love doing it?
You know what? It's the only reason why I do it. It's the only reason why I do it. I look at these young men, and for them to have, you know, I want them to be better fathers, better sons, better husbands. Don't be like me, be better. Don't be average. Don't settle. Be a B, be an A. Don't go through life and be a C. Whether you're on the football field or off the football field, whether you're raising your child or helping someone else's, academically, socially, spiritually, be the best that you can be. And it's not a, you know, people, it's about the people. It's not about the bricks. It's not about the mortar. It's not about the green. It's about the people and the lives that you affect while you're here. Help me, Rome. Help me now.
Dude, I love it. That's it. It's not about the bricks. It's not about the mortar. It's not about the green. It's about the people. It's about the relationships. Dino, preach. I get it. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you. The Q's, the Orange, 3-0. And they've got a big one tomorrow night against Virginia. Dino, good luck. Great to have you back. Really appreciate the friendship. You know that.
Room, keep the West Coast warm, brother. You guys, make sure you get some rain over there, too. I don't want everything
I need
to
that.
Be brown.
Yeah, you're right. We need that.
Back.
We need both. You got it. Go get them. Dino Babers, love that energy. Like I said, you wonder why.